There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it, your health and your life. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. It's about the choices we make every single day, because the choices we do make every single day, that will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. We want to thrive and want to help you go to that next level with your health. Give us a call or go to the website, go to teamlifestyle.com. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, just check out the website. Our team members can help you all along the way. You ever jump in and get dental insurance? You get that little extra plan on top of your regular health insurance plan and wonder if it really covers everything that it says it's going to. Well, dental insurance, they say now, doesn't really guarantee people that it will care for their teeth overall. So having dental insurance doesn't really mean people actually take care of their teeth. They say the findings suggest that patient outreach and education are needed to really ensure that people understand the importance of good dental health, and they use the insurance coverage to get care. A lot of people just get it and they never even use it. So the researchers looked at data of people that had dental insurance, whether they really used it or not. And they said providing dental coverage to those without insurance who generally don't seek dental care does not improve the likelihood that they'll see a dentist. So the concern is that if we're looking at health care for everybody, what about dental care? And getting the people who seek dental care requires going beyond simply providing just insurance. Patient outreach and education are, of course, essential. And in the recent study in the American Journal of Public Health, they said you can't just hand people coverage and say, well, there, that's better, you'll do fine. People, if they don't want it, they're not going to use it. And it's, you know, again, if they're, unless their teeth are hurting many people, or there's some kind of cavity or major issue, they're not really going to go. So not people really understand good dental hygiene and having them checked on a regular basis. It's kind of like, unless it's, if it's not broke, don't even worry about it. So hopefully there was some patient education, I would hope, that because dental health, people think, well, that's just your teeth. Who cares, right? If you've got a pretty smile and you don't have cavities, you're fine. But so many gum-related diseases and the infections in teeth and all of that can directly affect the systemic areas of the body. I mean, you can start having heart conditions because of a tooth that's not doing right. That's why many times dentists have certain protocols that they do to be able to figure out if there might be some systemic disease going on and can get a person over to a primary care doctor. And many times there's been issues where people's lives have been saved in that way. So it's not just go get your teeth cleaned and give me a high five and here's your toothbrush and your free toothpaste. I mean, there's a lot more to it than that, and we need to really make sure that people value that. I guess that's more than really the main issue, I guess, is creating value for it. And I think education is going to be the tool in that regard. 888-283-7272, give us a call. Let's go to Dale. Hi, Dale.
I am 290 pounds. I'm a factory worker. I work 12, 13-hour days. I have an insatiable hunger. I try to eat good, and I don't always accomplish that. But basically, I wake up with intense hunger pains and other issues, and I was hoping that maybe he could enlighten me some as to what I am going through, or maybe what I should do.
Well, the hunger pains themselves, I mean, they definitely are a challenge, no doubt about it. And many times you can have just an imbalance of the wrong kind of bacteria in the gut. And when that happens, the imbalances within the gut can be a little bit of a challenge. But once you start building those up, it could be yeast, it could be fungal issues that need to be cleared out. It could just be you have a lot of the bad bacteria and not enough of the good bacteria. That's where probiotics come in. Fermented vegetables, fermented foods can make a big difference. And there's a host of issues that could be going on with that. So I would encourage you to get someone to check out your digestive system, number one. I mean, go to your family doc or even go to a GI doctor that can take a look at that. But you've got to look at other factors, too. I mean, you could not be drinking enough water. You could be dehydrated. That could be causing some of those issues. You could have a thyroid condition. And when they do some blood work, if you feel like you just are never satisfied, then the thyroid could be in a hyper mode, and it could be going really, really, really fast, and that could be a major issue. I mean, there's several reasons why that can happen, but you just want to get it checked out and make sure that those areas are getting looked at on a regular basis. And again, they'll be able to figure it out and come up with a good game plan. But there's a lot of could-bes in a situation like this, and that's why testing with your physician is such a great tool to be able to use. But, I mean, for the most part, when you have hunger pains like that, I mean, typically either you're not getting enough fats, your body's not digesting properly, or it's the food is moving too quickly through there and causing you to be hungry. That's a possibility. Not getting enough calories, that's pretty basic. That could be, too. A good simple way to look at your overall calories. See, a lot of people think, they'll say to me, I eat all the time. Constantly am eating. And I look at their calories and they're barely getting enough, where it seems like they're getting a lot. So you want to take your body weight and multiply it by about 16. That will give you, if you're more of a higher metabolism, that's going to give you a total amount of calories. And then you break it up in percentages. So you break it up and you multiply it by 1, and that'll give you the protein grams that you need for the day. You multiply it by 1.5, gives your carbohydrates, multiplied by 0.6, and that will give you your overall fat grams of what you need. And it's easy to break it up that way. So you begin to build a good overall nutrition plan that way. We call it our macronutrients, and it's easy to stay on top of the amount of calories that you need on a regular basis. So once you start getting the food in that you need, you might start noticing a difference in the way that you feel. That can create a great situation for you to overcome, but I would get it looked at by your physician. I think it's a great way to go. Smart way to go, at least to get the baseline of where you are. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. You go to teamlifestyle.com. Exercise being a big topic for so many people, but now they're saying that if you exercise on a regular basis because we sit so much, you can actually decrease the amount of back pain that you could have. So lower spine conditions, low back pain is pretty common. And stretching improves flexibility in the muscles, and flexibility can be a very important part of preventing lower back pain. So before you start any type of lower back program or exercise program, of course you want to check with your doctor on that. But consider giving some of these stretches a try. One is for pelvic tilt. The other is double knee to chest, side stretch, and back arch. A lot of these are on the website. So different exercise routines, or stretching routines rather, can help. And you can do that each day in the morning and the evening before you go to bed. But if you sit a lot, spinal hygiene and spinal health is absolutely crucial to do on a regular basis. So I would encourage you to look into that along the way. Coming up, we're going to jump in for questions about your health. And plus, I've got some new tips on dropping the fat you don't want to miss. Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, When I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available. www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Thank you.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Now, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all the nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, check out the website. Team members can help you all along the way to find someone that can take you by the hand and encourage you, give you the tools that you need, check your lab work, and find how your body is going to function the best. There are actually muscle-building exercises that can reduce women's diabetes risk. So lifting weights and other muscle-building workouts can reduce women's risk of diabetes, according to a new study. So, ladies, it's not going to make you look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. So you don't have to worry about working out with weights and getting all bulky. That's why women get all nervous about that. You're not going to have to worry about that. Researchers analyzed data and collected from nearly 100,000 nurses over 8 years and found that those who lifted weights, did press-ups or any types of resistance-type workouts, were less likely to develop type 2 diabetes. This was all in the BBC. And compared with inactive women, those who did at least 150 minutes of aerobic activity and at least an hour of muscle-strengthening exercises a week were a third less likely to develop diabetes, said the study in the Journal of Medicine. So it was noted that regular aerobic workouts, we already knew that, can help prevent type 2 diabetes. And previous studies have shown that muscle-building exercises protect men against diabetes as well. So great information when you're looking against this health challenge like diabetes. Pretty amazing to see. So get out and get your exercise. Only an hour a week. So, I mean, if you just did 12 minutes a day, you know, 4 or 5 days a week, I mean, you're looking at it right there. Pretty exciting. Bradley, you're next with us. How can I help?
And I like to talk about my legs and feet. They're burning and I'm very, very weak.
All right. If they're burning and weak, I would have some testing done, obviously, first. Primary care, I would also get some chiropractic care, have them look at it to make sure that it's non-surgical and that there might just be some nerve issues that have been affected that can be worked on a pretty regular basis. I would have that looked at. And then also look at B6 deficiencies. A lot of times vitamin B6, pyridoxine, is low in the body. If you don't get plenty of fruits and vegetables in your regular routine, that could be a major player and could be causing some of the issues. I would get it looked at fairly easily. It's not hard. They can take a look at it and, of course, take a peek at it and give you kind of an overview. Omega-3 fats can help, too, if you get a lot of these weaknesses and the burning in the legs. Sciatica, which is a big nerve that comes out of the lower back in the tailbone near the lower back all the way down through the gluteal region down the leg. When that gets irritated by the piriformis muscle, which is a little muscle that surrounds it, that can cause a lot of the burning and issues going down the leg. So multiple things could be causing it. A lot of times nutrition, though, does play a big role, and I would have someone take a look at that. And even your sleep patterns, believe it or not, can be a trigger. So if you're a kind of a belly sleeper, or if you sleep a lot on your side, on one side that aggravates it more than the other, that can trigger some of the issues with it as well. So I would just take a peek at it and keep a close eye on it and then build from there. But you have to do some testing. I think that's one of the best ways to go. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to teamlifestyle.com. If you sleep during the day, believe it or not, you could actually be throwing your genes off a little bit. So people that sleep a lot during the day, shifted sleep appears to disrupt gene activity more than not getting enough sleep. In the National Academy of Sciences, British researchers looked at about 22 healthy young volunteers in a dimly lit sleep lab for 3 days. During the first day, they disrupted the sleep at regular intervals and reset their body clock at its innate rhythm. On the second and third days, the volunteers ate and slept on a 28-hour schedule. Their longest period of sleep was from noon to 6:30 p.m. The researchers drew blood samples all 3 days to see what happened. So during the first day, when the body reset its circadian rhythm, nearly 1,400 genes, about 6.4% of all genes, were analyzed and were in sync with that rhythm. On the days of shifted sleep, the number of genes tied to the body's clock dropped by 228 genes and, again, showed some disruption. So the scientists thought that it was minimal, but actually it was more than they ever thought it would be. And they said that we think that it may be related to negative health outcomes according to long-term shift work. So shift workers are at a higher risk for many health problems, including obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, disrupted menstrual cycles, and even cancer due to this. So sleep has such a powerful influence on a person's health, has to be analyzed and watched. The study suggests that mistimed sleep can alter circadian rhythms as well, so the cycling of many genes can be impaired. So Mark Wu, who's an assistant professor of neurology, medicine and genetic medicine and neuroscience at Johns Hopkins, said what this could cause, they can't really say, except it's probably not good. He said the genes can carry instructions for making proteins, and the proteins get out of whack pretty much and can cause some disruption in the overall genetic pool and the way our genes express, as we say, or communicate with each other. This was also looked at Harvard in the medical chronobiology program at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. So when the body anticipates a meal, for example, the liver has to stop releasing into the blood the carbohydrates it has stored into the pancreas. So the muscles have become more sensitive to the insulin. So there's certain processes, what it's saying is, that the body anticipates. And if the processing aren't working in concert, they're not synchronized, and they're not in that rhythm, then our body begins to go kind of haywire. That's the big challenge that we face. So that's why timing, that's why routine, and that's why keeping your body in a good rhythm is very beneficial for optimal health and can support the body in a great way. So focus on that. Building up the right rhythms for the body can help support it in a great way and will improve your optimal health. That is such a big key. Coming up, we'll jump in. We got our food of the hour. You don't want to miss it. And also, we'll be talking some great tips on memory issues. Memory is a big topic. Cognitive function is a big topic. And if we're not doing the right kind of nutritional components, it's more than just where's my keys. We can have significant cognitive decline. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time breadlines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the breadlines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
The show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Going to the break, talking with Mike. Mike's had his colon removed and gone through just, I mean, it seems like everything in the book, and just struggling to get his health where it needs to be. And, Mike, we were talking about just getting back to the basics. So let's talk a bit about your lifestyle now. And you're saying, if I could just get some things back in order and start feeling like myself again, life would be okay. Well, what does that mean to you? If you could have your top three, what would it be?
Well, just to be able to get up every day and not lay around in bed and get rid of this infection in my mouth would be something really important for me. And, you know, just get back and, you know, start to live again, really.
Yeah. Has anyone given you guidance? Your physicians given you any type of nutritional guidance at all? Have you worked with anyone yet?
Well, I'm taking a probiotic, and I'm good. Also taking a magnesium oxide. And I've had some B12 shots, but that's been about it.
Okay. Energy level's still pretty low?
Yeah, it didn't seem. I felt a little bump from the B12, but not a lot. I mean, okay. I spend most every day in bed and a half for about 12 months now, so.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that, Mike. Life's a lot better, man. We can get to another level. You don't have to be stuck. We really don't. I know it feels like you are, but you don't have to stay there.
Good.
Yeah, you don't. So here's the key, all right? It all starts to begin where you eat. And so your food becomes almost your medicine in many ways. And so if you haven't made any radical changes there, that's the place to start. Okay. So that's where you want to look at. So the anti-inflammatory diet is where I would always begin. And it just because it eliminates a lot of the foods that cause a lot of the inflammation in the digestive tract, specifically gluten. Gluten is a big culprit. And if you cut out gluten from the diet, you make a big change in the way you feel mentally. It can have a huge impact on your focus and your mental clarity. So that's a big piece of it. And then also you cut out things like cow's milk, dairy, and you're going to cut out the potential for you to feel lethargic, kind of like you do now, just tired, want to lay around a bed all day, and all of that. So those two food groups are important. And then, you know, eating healthy, lean quality proteins and those low glycemic carbohydrates and the healthy fats. And the fats are big too, because they help with hormone systems, they help with testosterone, they help with growth hormone, and it just regulates the body at such an amazing level. So you're having enough fats. People think, well, if I eat fat, I'm going to get fat, and that's just old school thinking. You know, that we understand that eating fat is not going to make you fat. It actually helps build the body. You know, it's eating the sugar and the carbohydrates. It's what ends up making you overweight and fat. So you got to be careful with that. So let's talk about breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What does that look like for you right now?
I am doing the steel-cut oats for breakfast, and I eat the Ezekiel bread. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not.
Very much so.
Okay. And so that's my breakfast is, and I do use some honey on the toast, and also I will mix yogurt with the steel-cut oats. And then for lunch, if I have an appetite, gosh, that's probably where I go the worst. Sometimes I'll do things like a peanut butter sandwich. I've lately, just to try to keep weight on, I've been eating some frozen pizzas with ham, you know, the small single portion size. And then for supper, I really try to get that on track. And, you know, I'm doing baked chicken and a lot of vegetables. And stick with that.
All right, Mike, here's the deal. Your food's important. I mean, it's everything. And eating little pizzas with ham on it and all that, I understand the mindset behind it. Just get something in the body, you know, to keep some weight on. But your choices are going to play a big role. And cutting out the flour, the bread, the pasta, and all that, cereal, crackers, you got to get your protein levels up. Proteins is so important for where you are, all right, and really for anybody. So it's fine to do. You want to do oats? I'm not a big fan. I'd be a bigger fan of like a bowl of fresh berries in the morning and three organic whole eggs cooked in coconut oil or butter. I mean, because that way you're going to get healthy fats, you're going to get great protein sources, and you're going to get great carbohydrates. So a much better way to go, and it's not going to raise your blood sugar level, which can cause, you know, just issues with being lethargic and tired. And it won't affect that in a negative way. Lunch, you know, instead of peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you know, maybe you go with a piece of chicken, piece of fish, some fresh vegetables, whatever. I mean, and then snacks in between, you know, doing fruit, like an apple, an orange, and then a handful of almonds or walnuts or cashews and kind of mixing all that up together can be a great source. And you'll get plenty of calories. You can always increase your portion sizes if you want to get more calories. And meal replacement shakes are good as long as they're hormone-free and antibiotic-free. So those can be, you know, meal replacements if you need to add some calories in. It's a great way to do it. So just a couple of things to think about. I mean, I know you're in a tough spot. Building the adrenal glands up, too, though, is going to be really important. And vitamin C and vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, helps build vitamin C or builds the adrenal glands up in the body. And when you've gone through what you've gone through and you're feeling like you do, where you just want to lay in bed all day, that can play a big role. And the final thing I want to talk to you about is serotonin. Serotonin is a brain chemical that can make you feel lethargic. And one of the worst things you can do is keep doing the same thing over and over again and just changing up a medication and hoping for a different result. That makes sense. It's kind of like the big picture. You got to stay with the big picture and come up with the details and then work your plan. So just a couple things. I mean, I threw a lot at you. But start working with the basics. Little baby steps, one little step in front of the other, and that's going to take you from where you are to where you need to be. All right, thanks for the call, man. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. That's getwellradio.com. You can also check out our preferred wellness providers. And these are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, nutrition, lifestyle, prevention. And you want this mindset that I talk about. These providers carry it out in their clinical practice every single day. We've got all kinds of specialties and got teams that we're building all around the country. So make sure to keep us posted on what you need. Greg, you're next on the show. How can I help?
Thank you. Yeah, just wondering, first of all, why is millet and quinoa on the non-approved foods list, the level 3 anti-inflammatory diet? And then my main question, I've been dealing with recurrent sinusitis, and I've been now to my ear, nose, and throat doctor, and he ordered a CT, which doesn't show anything that needs surgery. But he thinks it's allergies, and I'm wondering if you could kind of talk to me about food allergies, maybe airborne, you know, what causes it, eating the same thing regularly or different things, what would cause it, and what kind of testing can be done, and is there a way to reverse allergies if you have them?
All of those are really good questions. Now, down to the grains, the millet, and the quinoa, a lot of times depends on where they're made, and sometimes they're made in the same facilities where they make wheat and a lot of the rye and different grains, and so gluten can kind of get in those grains themselves. There are really only about four true grains that don't have gluten in them at all, by the way they're processed and where they're processed, but that's coconut flour, rice flour, hemp flour, and buckwheat flour. Those four traditionally don't contain any gluten in them whatsoever. Quinoa and millet sometimes can, and it depends on where they're manufactured, so that's what you have to be careful. You just want to look at the labels and kind of check that out. But as far as allergies go, sinus issues in that regard, a couple things to think about, okay? Kind of getting down to the basics of why we even start getting those type of sinus issues is that we're not breaking down our proteins very well. When you stop breaking down your proteins well, then we start creating more mast cells, the basophils, and we produce more histamine. And as we produce more histamine, that's what releases in the bloodstream, and then, of course, we can become allergic to all kinds of things. I mean, all kinds. So important to understand that it's more about breaking down your excess proteins, getting the right kind of foods in first, breaking down your proteins effectively by using like proteolytic enzymes, which are little enzyme tablets you can take about an hour after a meal. It can help increase the overall absorption, and it just reduces a lot of symptoms within the body, especially in the area that we're talking about, Greg. So with this, understand that sinus issues can be obviously kind of a hassle. But if you get your body to break down proteins better, then that's the way to go. Now, you asked about a test, some kind of allergy test. There are several companies out there. And if you feel like you need to get that checked out because you just want to, I'm not going to say no. I mean, there's plenty of good reasons to have a full set of tests. But see, here's my challenge with that. I would first want to know that you got everything laid out as far as you're eating properly, you're putting the right kind of foods in, you got enzymes that are breaking down the excess proteins, because the root cause is the histamine. Just because an allergy test would show that you're allergic to ragweed and, apricots and carrots and all that, well, what if you reduced all the histamine in the body first and then went and took those tests? Well, then the histamine would be so low in the body that nothing would probably show up. And so, see, that's the key, and that's kind of the trick to the whole deal. So just something to think about as you're walking through this. But, at the end of the day, if you have chronic sinus infections, ionic silver is an ace in the hole, and keeping your vitamin D levels up, phenomenal. And astragalus. Astragalus is a great herb to use with any type of sinus-related issue and any type of bacterial or viral. It's just a really strong, potent help in these type of situations. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle-related. Means if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, the good news is that you can lifestyle your way out. Get well, stay well, and live well. That's what the show is about. Take you from where you are to where you need to be. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LockItPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Also, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll make it part of the show. And our preferred wellness providers, healthcare practitioners in your area that believe and practice the same way that we do right here on the show. Startling new numbers are a wake-up call that can alarm and health the health of our youth and community. And they're saying that America's youth are really in trouble. Parents and non-parents alike might be shocked to learn how a new study estimates that 1 in 3 of America's youth will be arrested for a non-traffic offense by age 23. And they're saying a substantially higher proportion than early predicted in the 1960s. Now, a study posted online by the Journal of Pediatrics shows that between 25% to 41% of the 23-year-olds have been arrested or taken into police custody at least once for a non-traffic offense. And if you factor in missing cases, the percentage could lie between about 30 and 41%. And that's what learned in the risk and the greatest risk during adolescence and into adulthood. And so they're saying it's a wake-up call for what our teens are learning, our kids are learning, and what they're getting from the home. And it really does. I mean, I think that, I mean, obviously, we can't control everything because they're in school, they have peers, they have friends and all. But the behavior patterns and what our kids are up to now, really, if at least at the home we can create an environment that is solid, where they can learn, they're esteemed, they feel in their place, they feel like they can grow and they can mature, then they're going to be healthier and they're going to be less likely to be in this type of situation. But 1 in 3 is big. That's not like, that's not a huge spread. That's a short spread. And so to know that's where our youths are in many areas is tragic. So we've got to step up in leadership roles in the home. We have to step up and help our kids go to the next level so they can develop, they can feel safe to be who they are. And that is so critical, I think. And it is a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call for us to take responsibility and give leadership value to our kids, whether it's our own kids or people that we have influence around. But it's to make a difference because they need us, and we need to be there for them. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Send me an email, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Fred. Hey, Fred.
I have a pacemaker. I also have sarcoidosis. I also battle depression.
All right, so several things going on, man. Here's the deal. Let's tackle a couple things. When depression is really a big one, because having depression, dealing with depression, your mind has to be right for anything else to be right in your health and with your life. And so with depression, you got low serotonin. Typically, it can be dopamine. That can play a role, but typically it's low serotonin. Serotonin is just one of those fancy names for a brain chemical. And when the brain chemical gets off and it's not functioning at a high level and it's low or deficient, as we call it, then, you know, of course, that's when you start feeling tired, lethargic. It's when you can get a little grumpy and just feel like the world's kind of coming to an end. And it's not by any means. So getting your body to function at a higher level is the key. Now, plenty of foods you can do to help serotonin levels. And provided, I'm sure you're probably taking an SSRI, your doctor probably already has you on some type of medication, so you have to be careful when you're playing with serotonin levels. But, yeah, I mean, just run it by them. Different foods like chicken, turkey, spinach, salmon, those are all very good at raising serotonin levels. And then supplements, there's 5-HTP, there's pyridoxal 5-phosphate, there's club moss, there's galantamines, and there's several that can be helpful when you're dealing with this. And so getting the nutrition right is always where you start, because we always want a pill. You never notice that? We're conditioned to think that a pill fixes everything. And really, in reality, is the last thing we need to be doing is taking a pill for something. We need to change the way we eat, change our outlook, change our lifestyle. And that really is where the victory comes. So when you deal with a pacemaker, then keeping your heart strong is going to be key. Now, CoQ10 has been known to be very cardioprotective, and that can be very, very helpful in your situation. So you might want to consider looking at that. Fish oils are always, they've got great research behind them. Vitamin D's got great research behind it. And there's different herbs out there. Echinacea can be beneficial. Burdock root's got some really good benefits to it. But you got to do your own research and kind of find what's going to be best for you in that situation. But, you know, depression, I think, I mean, obviously, when you deal with a pacemaker, your heart's a big issue. But for your mindset, so you can function and live the way you want to, that's the most important. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Questions about your health? We can talk about it right here on the show. Now, dating violence is saying common among teens. Here's another behavioral issue. I'm really getting on the behavioral side because I believe that we've got to make a difference. We have to. We have to step up and make a difference in our kids' lives. More than half of teens and young adults treated as inner city emergency room or treated in the inner city emergency room said they had experienced dating violence either from a victim or a perpetrator in a new study. Now, the abuse includes both physical and sexual violence, from hitting and kicking to forced sex. So both girls and boys reported high rates of partner violence, but girls obviously were more likely to fear getting seriously injured. Researchers report in the Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine that we all know it exists, but we just don't want to talk about it. Well, you know, that's no excuse. It's time to talk about it. Enough is enough with all this mess. So the findings point to the need for programs to specifically designed to help teen violence victims and perpetrators. Carol said, as well as for all adults, teachers, parents, and doctors to do more to recognize it. Yeah, and I mean, that's what it comes down to. It comes down to recognizing the signs and knowing what the signs are. You know, when you see withdrawal type behavior from one of the kids, when there is a lot of fear more than there normally would be, their self-confidence is down, you have to look at it, because it could be sexual, physical abuse. It could also be verbal abuse that they're putting up with because of a relationship that they're in, and it's becoming unhealthy and crushing their self-image and their self-esteem. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and you're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.